Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast, show number 185. It is a miserable day in Canary Wharf. This is the time of year that we expect to be sat outside, and instead, it is raining like the tears streaming down the cheeks of a young Brazilian boy in the crowd.
It kind of
Tuesday night.
Reflects my mood today as well, Michael.
Not in a good mood?
Not really.
What's wrong, Daniel?
Long story.
Oh dear, well. Looks like we can cheer you up with some lively football chat. Chris is here, he'll cheer you up.
Hey!
He's got a nice beard. He's grown back quite nicely because you cut it a bit.
Yeah, I've cut it and manicured. Is it manicure? No.
That's your hand.
Yeah, sorry.
Facecured.
Topiary.
Topiary, yes.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Your facial topiary. Now, I think, short of a fact for the show this week, because massively underprepared, but I think the person to start talking about is one of the greatest footballers of all time, who sadly passed away this week, Alfredo Di Stefano.
Yeah.
I think the ultimate fact to sum up how good he was that the first five European Cup finals, modern day Champions League, he scored in all of them. And Real Madrid won all of them.
Five in a row.
5 years
in a row.
Unbelievable.
Never played in a World Cup.
And what?
No, I think he didn't.
He played for Colombia, Argentina and Spain. He was born in Argentina. Obviously, spent most of his career in Spain with Real Madrid. Not sure where the Colombia link came in, I've got to be honest. But never at a World Cup, because he was injured for, I think, 58 and 54. And Argentina didn't enter in 50.
Yeah. I think, or something along those lines. Right. But one nice little snippet of trivia I found. Something Bobby Charlton played against him back in the day. And I didn't realise, after the Munich air disaster, Di Stefano and Real Madrid offered to go on loan to United. They offered to send Di Stefano on loan.
Wow, really?
Because obviously the squad was obliterated. We ended up taking players on loan from Bishop Auckland in the North East. Bit strange. But yeah, that just is a mark of the man. By all accounts, a real gentleman. A true legend of the game. He subsequently went on to play in a Munich sort of testimonial fundraiser in 1959 and scored.
His managerial career wasn't fantastic. I think I had a quick look yesterday. I think it was he managed something like 15 clubs or something, but all for about a season.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of those. A lot of the greats though do go on and do that. I mean, I can't think of many players that were amazing in their career and then went on to replicate it, certainly at club level, internationally. Occasionally, Franz Beckenbauer won the World Cup with West Germany as both captain and manager, but I can't think of many.
Jürgen Klinsmann doing what he did with USA.
Maradona doing what he did with Argentina. That 6-1 defeat to Bolivia. But so since the last show, we have the quarterfinals. So Germany beat France, we all saw that. Holland beat Costa Rica on penalties after a bit of a turgid game that really picked up in the last 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, it did not.
Time in the end. But Argentina beat Belgium, so too bad for the dark horses, and I use inverted commas there. And Brazil beat Colombia really well against the odds, and had great hope going into the semi-finals. And then I think we all sat there mouths open.
Yeah,
I think everyone has their own story about watching that. Mine was, I phoned my dad when it went to 3-0, and just because I was like, are you watching this? And literally 4 minute phone conversation in the end, I said, I've got to hang up, 5-0, I've just got to watch this.
Honestly, I thought Brazil were going to go out anyway. I thought Germany would win the game, but I didn't think it would be.
One person predicted that. The out of work chef who put £5 on 7-1 and won £2.5 grand.
Wow.
Fair play to him.
Yeah. It was sort of not embarrassing, but cringeworthy. I didn't want them to see them go out in that manner, because obviously they're a proud nation, they've got the World Cup. Hosting it, and to go out like that as well.
It's Brazil.
Yeah. You don't see that.
It
was horrible to see. It was. I tweeted at the time saying it was like watching a car crash. You didn't want to keep watching it, but you couldn't look away. Yeah. But it was just. Yeah, it was. I really wanted everyone in the world just to turn their TVs off, just to stop watching it.
Because it didn't happen.
Yeah, because it was just. It was horrible to see. Like, sometimes it can be. Yeah, dependent. Even as a neutral, it can be fun watching a team get spanked, and you can find it sort of funny or entertaining or something like that. This was just—it was just horrible to watch for me.
It's for me. I mean, I think in many of these situations the scoreline is flattering because the team will go two behind, go into shell shock, concede goals when they're not focusing. And I think that was the case, but I thinking back to other drubbings, and we were talking about this in the office, so like when City beat United 6-1, when United beat Arsenal 8-2, even England 5, Germany 1, none of them were as shocking or just as brutal.
None of them were a World Cup semi-final, either.
That's it. And,
at home.
Yeah. I can't think of as brutal a ripping apart of a team, even taking out all the context. I mean, that could have been in League 2, that could have been in the Unibond Premier Division. It doesn't matter.
You were ruthless. When Brazil scored their consolation goal, you could see the Germans were pissed off. They were 7-0 up at the time, and they were really annoyed.
But the fact is that it's come out today, which I totally believe as well, is that at half-time at 5-0, they said, let's go easy on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, which is ridiculous, but also quite commendable, I think.
I remember back to the last Euros when Spain went 4-0 up and Casillas was telling the referee, just, you know, go on, let's just wrap this up, blow the whistle, don't worry about adding on time. It's kind of that situation where you think, these are really good professionals, they're clearly having a bad day. A lot of them will have been teammates, so Dante will have played with a lot of the Germany team. Yeah. Schürrle obviously played with David Luiz and Willian and Oscar.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you don't want to do that to your mates, but
I tell you, it's fucking celebrating Spain because no one fucking remembers the 5-1 anymore.
Exactly.
No. Oh, Spain, did they lose? Oh yeah, just 1-0 or something, wasn't it? Yeah, I don't know.
But seeing a team like that, and you know, someone made a. If we're going to get a bit deep and meaningful here and a bit political,
yeah.
Obviously, all the problems with Brazil pre World Cup. About the economy and about it, you know, the troubles that happen in Brazil and you know, them getting as far as they did really sort of lifted the nation and everything sort of felt better and they sort of forgot about some of the woes and troubles they're having. To be dumped out like that in that manner, like for the country itself as well, it's terrible.
Yeah. On the plus side, there's been some fantastic stuff on the internet about it.
That's great.
My favourite being, we've got a few of them replicated in the Mirror today. My favourite being the David Moyes removing the Scolari mask. But certainly the Christ the Redeemer. There's the Angela Merkel one, which Merkel. What did she really have to do with it? It would have been better if it was Beckenbauer.
Yeah.
But
the one where the Christ the Redeemer covered his face.
And I like this one, I've just noticed. It's a lot of face that merges into the World Cup with the palm on the face.
Yeah.
One of these, I'm sure, will be the show photo this week because.
Oh, I do like the photo I showed you of that slightly overweight Brazil fan pulling that ridiculous face. Eating his shirt, I think it is.
And then obviously, we had last night's game, the other semi final.
The complete opposite.
Told you it'd be 0-0, didn't I, Mark?
It was fucking dreadful.
I fell asleep on 70 minutes, woke up at the end of extra time, in time for me to fall asleep again just before the penalty started. I was pretty tired last night.
I turned it off after about 60 minutes, so I watched the fucking highlights. I don't care if it goes to penalties.
Yeah. And I then woke up again as the penalties had finished, but it had gone to an ad break. So I waited for the adverts to come back on, and suddenly it was like, go on, who won? And I went, okay, Argentina did. Okay,
the fact that Holland didn't have a shot on target until extra time.
Is that what happened?
Until the 8th minute of extra time, Robin had one that was easily saved. Just insane. I mean, it was.
But then again, I suppose like that was. I mean, it is a world. They were saying in the commentary, it is a World Cup semi-final. It's going to be a bit cagey.
Yeah.
Like you're going to sort of feel each other out.
When you've got players out there like Robin and Messi,
with the attacking ability,
where I came on, you expect at least one of them to take a bit of a risk. And it just didn't seem to. I thought Lavezzi played quite well. I thought Mascherano and Ron.
Did Mascherano keep playing last night?
I know. That goes back to the argument. It was last season. Who was it?
Lloris.
Lloris, yes, of course.
Can I just throw him a little Spurs hat in? I haven't done for a long time. Probably the greatest news of the summer so far is that he signed a new 5-year contract, which is a fucking miracle.
I'm amazed because Spurs haven't done their normal machine gun transfer signings this summer.
No one.
Maybe Pochettino knows what he's doing.
Who knows? But that's a massive coup for Spurs,
great,
anyway.
Yeah, exciting.
Mascherano should have been brought off.
Well, you saw it. Like, obviously, you didn't see the collision at first, did you? Because he just sort of went. It suddenly saw him on the deck, and it went, "Oh, hang on, someone's down here." Went back. When you saw the replay of him sort of get hit and then stagger around, holding his head, and then sort of fall to the floor.
I reckon.
If you ask him, I reckon he won't remember playing either the second half or part of that game. I bet. No, but I bet he doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, that was a serious concussion. Like, he was out of it.
You could see it from his face when he went down. Yeah. He didn't know where he was.
I've played
on in a game of football with concussion back in the day when I was at school. It was actually as a result of Nicky Maynard of Cardiff taking a shot, hit smacking me square in the face. I don't remember. I couldn't remember the whole rest of the game and the whole afternoon afterwards. Why you would play on. Obviously, it was just a PE lesson, but...
Yeah,
even so. Well, similar, I knocked myself out skiing and broke my collarbone.
Really?
I refused the old blood wagon, as it's called, going down the mountain. And skied down, holding my shoulder, thinking I'd had a bit of a dodgy shoulder.
Woke up in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Apparently, it took us like an extra half hour to ski down the mountain than it surely should have done. I got to the bottom, I sort of turned around, looked back up, and went, how did we just get down here? Like, it was fucking. Yeah. You don't like those sort of head injuries. Fucking reason. I'm just going to go off on a little story, actually. The other part of that story is that when I did come to, I sort of half came to. On the ski lift.
Use that excuse with the missus all the time. Really? You know?
But came to on the ski lift. Teacher was sat next to me, right? And he was like, and I panicked because I sort of almost like you sort of come out of a trance. I was like, well, what the fuck's going on? He's like, Dan, calm down. When you're on a ski holiday, right? You know, everything's right. You had a bit of an accident. I was like, fuck, like, what's been going on?
Worst thing was, Dan was an Arsenal fan before this happened. The teacher, you're a Spurs fan.
He convinced me. Anyway, he said to me, he went, right, try and remember, what'd you have for lunch? I went, right, an apple strudel and two beers that I'm not supposed to tell you about. But it was stuff that was just coming out of my mouth. Yeah. You couldn't help it. He went, right, who's on this trip? I said, well, there's Sam and Charlie, who were my two best mates at the time. Right? Sam and Charlie. And, Vicky Green. No, not Vicky Green. Vicky Hill. Yeah, the one with the massive tits. Was the first thing. So by the time we got down the mountain, everyone knew that the first thing Dan remembered when he woke up from concussion was Vicky Hill's massive
Your
tits.
Your teacher's a prick.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Yeah,
literally.
Dan's talking
literally.
About tits.
He told everyone that the first thing I remember was her massive tits.
Legend.
Yeah, so it does affect you
massively.
I can't believe... And like you said, he played fucking well.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. But maybe
that just shows that it is second nature, something like that.
Yeah.
It is.
Like I said before, I don't reckon I remember that game.
Yeah. Well, interesting thing coming out of that game, Louis van Gaal, I love the fucking bastard already.
He is
just a shit. He's going to be brilliant, you know, for probably about 2 years, and then he'll probably destroy us by falling out with someone.
Yeah. Everyone.
But the fact he came out and said, oh yeah, two players refused to take the first penalty.
He didn't say who, did he?
No.
And he only said they refused to take the first penalty as well.
Yeah.
So it could be players who went on to take penalty. It could be Wesley Schneider who missed.
Yeah.
It could be Robin, it could be Huntelaar, it could be any of them.
Were they out of subs by the...
Oh, they were, yes.
Yeah, so I was going to say, obviously we didn't see Tim Crow.
No, and an interesting fact, how do you pronounce the first choice keeper?
Sillinson.
He has never saved a penalty in his professional career. He's faced something like 12 penalties. He's still quite young.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he looks about four.
And in the Champions League or something.
Never saved.
I think you should have saved Argentina's last one.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, need some work on that.
Well, that was it. So I said, as I woke up for the third time on the couch, and it came back from the ad break, and the first thing I spotted was the blonde hair in the goal, and I was like, oh, so they didn't substitute Tim Krul. And the second was, like, obviously seeing that, and it hit him, and I thought, fuck, Argentina have gone out. And then it bubbled in, and I was like, oh no, they've got it.
You know what would have been the best thing? If they brought him off for Mikel Vorm, instead of...
We're
going to stick another keeper on.
Yeah, but he doesn't even have a bad penalty record. He's pretty good for Swansea, wasn't he?
Or if they'd stuck Yoni Classy in goal, and said, right, you're coming off, come on, we'll stick him up.
He said he's got the biggest reach. Who they got? They should have put fucking centre-back in goal. If you want the most reach.
Fair play was brilliant. And he was such a different player at international. It reminds me a bit of Johnny Heitinger at the last World Cup, who was... I mean, he's been dog shit in his whole career at Everton. He's left now. But he was really good for Holland for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, big time. Vlaar was fantastic from what I saw.
We've got our finalists now, though, haven't we?
So we do.
Obviously, Germany, Argentina.
And I think Sunday. It probably is, looking back at the tournament, the best final you could have got from there. As much as I would have liked the Dutch to get that, I would have loved Costa Rica to fucking get that.
No, surely Brazil-Argentina would have been the best final.
I'm only talking about in terms of how teams have played throughout the tournament. Yeah. Neither have looked really poor. Argentina, I think, have won all their games in the run-up. Germany drew with Ghana, but in a very entertaining game.
Yeah, that was a radio.
And they've probably put in two of the most convincing performances against Brazil, obviously, and against Portugal, who are no minnows.
I'm going to go with Germany.
That's a bold statement, Chris.
But you don't know. I mean, who would have said it would have been 7-1?
I have to think. Yeah.
After the 7-1 going to go with Germany.
Argentina are the only team who I think can combat Germany because they have Messi.
Yeah.
But their shape as well. Obviously last night, Mascherano was just marshalling Robin everywhere. I was saying, the bit of analysis I did see at the end, I think it was first half as well. He didn't let him get any space to get the ball. They have got in Mascherano. They have got a player that can stop the attacking threat, and which Brazil obviously didn't.
Yeah, which interesting. Brazil certainly looked better in the second half. Not that that was hard when they brought on Ramirez, who was able to marshal things a bit better. I mean, Luis Gustavo looked fucking terrible.
It was terrible. My housemate's friend, who knows absolutely nothing about football and doesn't even like the sport, was sat there watching it with us at 5-0. And I've now decided she's a witch. Because at 5-0 with 25 minutes to go, where it was, she went, "It's going to finish 7-1. And I went, "No, it's not." And she went, "Yeah, it is, just watch." And obviously, with a minute to go, they got their consolation goal, and it turns out she's a witch. I tried to burn her, but my housemate wasn't actually up for it.
We spoke about the guy who won 2.5 grand. There was someone else with Ladbrokes who had 7-0.
No.
The girl at the end. Poor fella.
I did see a fake betting thing. I've now worked out it's fake. I saw it. It was 7-1 to Germany with Kadira to score.
Score at any time, yeah.
I think he put 20 quid on and got 46 grand back, but it's not. It's now found out it's fake.
Yeah.
Too good to be true, unfortunately.
Speaking of Kadira.
Yeah, apparently. He might
be a gooner.
Providing the Suarez to Barcelona. No, that's Sanchez. Sorry, I've read this. Yeah. Kadira which would be great. I'd love him.
Well, he's been linked with a lot of clubs. I think he's been linked with United, Arsenal, Chelsea.
I know he wasn't up. Obviously, he wasn't up against a lot in that Brazil game, but he looked class.
He was
an attacking force in that game, especially out of him and Schweinsteiger, you'd think that it would be him that does the sitting and Schweinsteiger that was going forward. But it was the other way around. It was Kadira that was joining the attack. And he linked it up really well.
He's one of those that there's a bit of a misconception about. People think he is just a holding midfielder. Yeah,
he's like a Makaleli. But he's not more than that.
He's only
26 or something, isn't he?
It'd be a great signing for anyone in the Premier League.
But in theory, I think he'd be almost one of the perfect signings for Arsenal.
Yeah.
That sort of player, replace Arteta.
Unless you're Jack Wilshere.
And then
not such a good signing. Yeah. But Arsenal look like they're doing some great business as well. Sanchez. Given that Sanchez.
Suarez, who apparently is already at Barcelona, according to the Barcelona team shop.
They don't mind doing
that, do they, Spanish? They did it with Bale as well. Madrid.
Apparently, the Barcelona physio was flown out to Uruguay to do the medical. And on Sanchez, Barcelona actually posted on their English language website, Sanchez has signed for Arsenal,
and then took it
and then removed it very quickly. And Sanchez's barber,
barber
hairdresser, I don't know what he has.
I know, I'd say almost certainly hairdresser for Sanchez.
That famously happened with Jerzy Dudek coming to Arsenal. Yeah. The Arsenal website, was that like 2001, actually had his photo on the squad on the website and took it down after about 40 minutes.
I remember it happened with Everton and Juan Román Riquelme at one point, and it turned out someone who was editing the website just really fantasised about him joining, so made this budget story is like a test for a new format.
Yeah, just use it as a placeholder.
And then all of a sudden he goes around and it's like, "Oh, fucking hell, it's Sam Raquel, mate." And it's like, "No, he's not going to be playing in midfield with Scott Gemmell next season." Yeah. Just pull that down.
You know what I mean? It's like, how. It's like, right, So get, we can just go like, get this page ready just in case, so we can go live, you know, straight away once we've signed him. All right, have we signed him yet? Can I press the on button?
Yeah.
No, not yet. We haven't signed him. Well, all right, I won't press it yet.
Having even from about the age of 13, making websites on GeoCities and Homestead, and having worked in an industry where obviously the internet is very much integral in the media, you could just do all that in 5 minutes anyway. Why do you need to have it prepared?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand.
But the selling shirts is an absolute piss take.
Yeah, that is a bit of an insult.
It's physical, isn't it? It's not like you can just delete that. It still exists.
It's a typical, without wanting to sound a bit xenophobic, it's a typical Spanish attitude when it comes to football.
They've got pretty good, so
it's just another part. Yeah. You would never catch... Well, I'm hoping I'll go back this afternoon and find out the United have published that we've signed Arturo Vidal and pulled it down. But you would never get an English club or a German club or even an Italian club doing that.
Because they get
sort of
absolutely
thing.
Rinsed in the media as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah. And it's just another fucking move to try and make it happen. And it will happen, and they'll pay 75 million, and Suarez will probably go there, and I think he'll probably flop. I think. Look at what they have. They already have Neymar. They already have Messi.
That's the trio. He's the missing link.
But where's he going to be put? He's not a wide player. He's a very good footballer. But it's amazing how quick these players, when they played slightly out of position, will just not do the job. I mean, Zlatan didn't do it there because he was playing second fiddle.
Yeah.
I could see some. Henri didn't do it there.
He was a bit passive by that point.
To be fair, Henri did better than people give him credit for.
That's part three of Henri, Messi and Eto'o was one of their most fruitful front threes they've ever had.
But Henri was very much marginalised.
Then
Eto'o was very much the front man.
Yeah.
Messi was very much the creative force, and Henri just had to mop everything up. Yeah, he shunted on the left, which was his problem at Juventus early in his career.
Mm.
But I just get the feeling Suarez won't work out then.
I'm just happy he won't be at Liverpool.
Yeah, oh no, it's brilliant.
It would be a shame to see him leave the Premier League because he's a fantastic player.
See the geezer who got the Suarez bite tattooed on his shoulder and then spelt his name wrong.
Fucking hell.
Idiot.
Fucking idiot.
But speaking of idiots, Nigeria have been suspended by FIFA for more football activities.
I think it's just for the time being.
They've got until next Tuesday, I believe it is, to reinstate, because one of FIFA's rules is the government can't run your football association.
Yeah.
Because it means they get involved in matters, it becomes more of an international diplomacy thing.
More political.
Yeah, there are obviously serious issues. And this has happened before with Nigeria. I think it happened about 2 years ago. They dissolved their FA, and they have done now, and put one person in charge who's basically a government puppet. So FIFA turned around and said, if you do this, you can't enter any international competitions.
Yeah.
You get withdrawn from FIFA
rankings.
And
this isn't just the men's national team. This is the women's national team, domestic clubs, youth team, anything like that.
As in, there will be no Nigerian league football?
There will be a Nigerian league, but it won't be officially recognised by FIFA, and as a result, CAF.
For the time being anyway, so we never know.
I'm sure it will get rectified because these things tend to, but that is
big news.
Crazy, but actually that reminds me, because I was going to say it would also affect futsal, and one of the best things I've seen, someone wrote into Football 365 saying, does this mean we can now stop saying that English players should play futsal from a young age because of the way Brazil play? But I don't think that was really the effect of the loss.
No.
Maybe we should just completely change our culture. Did you actually see they showed the fans celebrating in Berlin? And the fact they fucking celebrated the seventh goal just like they did the first goal. It just so German.
You think they would have seen it all by then. But no.
See the pictures from last night from Buenos Aires. Like the picture of the main strip in Buenos Aires, just like, I mean, God knows how many hundreds of thousands of people there. It looked fucking amazing.
It always reminds me of the Champs-Élysées after 1998, where it just completely full of French fans.
Just awesome to see. I mean, so you're back in Germany?
Yeah, but counter to that, Argentina winning it in Brazil would be fucking massive for them.
Well, not only be massive, it would probably end up causing riots.
Exactly. Especially 7-1 caused riots as well.
For having been dumped out like that and then their arch nemesis to win it in their own backyard.
Yeah.
After having had to play the third, fourth place playoff.
That is
I can't believe they have to do it.
Brazil have got to turn out again.
What are they going to do? I was saying to you, as punishment, I reckon they should start the exact same 11. Look, you dickheads, go out there and fucking redeem yourself.
That's what I do say.
But they've only got eight.
So nine outfield changes you said they could make.
I can't remember if it's nine outfield changes or if it's they've got eight outfield players and a goalkeeper you can bring in. But I think it was nine outfield players you can bring in.
I think so, but Neymar?
No.
Right.
Neymar's not included. You would keep Julio Cesar in there because, to be fair,
made a couple of great saves.
He made a few great saves and he wasn't at fault for any of the goals. Really? I mean, there are a few where maybe you could have done better, but you wouldn't say that was a goalkeeping error.
That could potentially be a good game, actually.
And that would mean you've got to leave one player in there. Who do you leave in there? Oscar, probably.
Oscar, because I still think he worked. He ended up coming so deep trying to get the ball.
Yeah.
I
thought Bernard played reasonably well, comparatively well.
He had no end product for an attacking
field. But he kept going, kept trying to beat players,
That's what I'm saying, everyone's absolutely slating Marcelo, and I just think that defensively he had a terrible game, positioning-wise, but at least he kept trying to pick the ball up and run at players. At least he kept trying to drive the team forward. There were players that just went fucking
totally missing. Well, when you saw David Luiz jogging back,
On the first goal, the first goal, I think it was, he was... Second goal, when he was still on the edge of the box. When the geezer, tapping it in.
The first goal, the Muller fight, is the worst defending I've seen on a corner at any level ever. The fact that you can volley in from the six-yard box, from a corner, that clearly means someone could have headed the ball out of the way. Someone should have been covering him. It is dreadful.
I think someone was blocked off or something. But either way,
Luiz just completely lost him for it as well.
I think they showed the David Luiz heat map versus Silva's heat map from the game before, and it's just like you wouldn't even have a clue. If you showed someone that heat map of David Luiz or where he was that game, and you asked, obviously, just said, you don't know who this is. Where do you reckon that player was playing for that game? Or what is his position? Yeah. You hadn't have a fucking clue. Yeah.
See, I've just got images of that heat map showing David Luiz walking into rake after rake, just like Sideshow Bob on the scene, going, because he might as well have been.
Yeah, terrible.
You reckon Mourinho sat there rubbing his hands?
Oh, yeah.
50 million to PSG.
Roman Abramovich has just bought another yacht.
Can't have a refund.
No, I don't care. I don't care if you've still got the receipt. You're not taking it back.
As well, he's gone from hero to villain, Luiz, because that free kick against Colombia was exceptional.
But that's the thing, right? Like, he is clearly a very talented football player.
Oh, fantastic football.
His strength is, he's got a bit of pace, his technique. He's clearly got a lot of potential as a football player, but where? It's just trying to Gary Neville called it fucking 3 years ago, whatever it was, someone had a PlayStation controller, and it is. Mm. But his temperament and his mentality, if he can mature, he can become, I think, a fantastic player. But
For me, you've got to play him like Chelsea didn't, stick him in midfield.
As a holding midfield player. Yeah. Whatever. It's that discipline which I lack on a football pitch. And so I kind of feel for him.
Kindred spirits.
Yeah.
I remember that World Cup semi-final you had where you were all over.
I was all over the shop, mate. All over the
terrible.
Shop.
And that's why Brighton College didn't get to the 98 World Cup final.
It's not. We were so close.
I know.
Who do you reckon is going to win, Michael?
I'm going to say, it's been, for me, the best international tournament, certainly of my football supporting lifetime. But I think even if you look back, I was born in 1987. Italia 90, by all counts, despite England doing well, was a shit tournament.
I was born 85, so I don't remember that.
Euro 92, no, by all accounts, was a shit tournament, although I got my first football kit, England kit, for that.
There's a picture of me in a football kit from Italia 90 in an England football shirt. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
or 92, to be honest.
To be fair, looking at the England squad back then with Brian Robson and Chris Watt, I doubt most of them remember it.
No, you're right. They were down Tony Adams.
Yeah.
But
96 was a great tournament, although I think we look at that in rose-tinted glasses because it was England and we did so well.
That was my first real
climbing up my climbing frame and sweat and doing the V's at my Scottish neighbours when England won 2-0. But I remember that so vividly. It was a great tournament.
I think the 4-1 for me, Holland.
The 4-1,
yeah. It's the one that I'll always remember. And Teddy, because I fucking like Ireland.
I'm the England-Germany semi-final with Gazza just missing. Hitting the post, the penalties. But I think this has been the best tournament I've got. In terms of quality on the pitch, and excitement, and stories, the drama.
And suspense.
It's definitely been the best tournament in terms of foam.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm so glad I bring it in the Champions
League. Certainly since Euro 96 when they were all there doing the dentist chair. Yeah. Gazza was foaming at the mouth.
But the fact that we're still, until that result, the Germany-Brazil result, obviously that turned the tide for, got to fancy the Germans now.
Yeah.
But it took until the semi-final for anyone really to be able to go, I fancy the Germans now. It's always been even four of those teams, if Brazil had their strongest team and hadn't had a complete breakdown, still had the ability to win it.
Yeah.
They were obviously probably as squads wise, and they're probably fourth choice out of those four, but they still had the opportunity. Still no one was really sure. And it's only now that we're at the final.
You say there's a paper.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
That said, I think this has been the best summer. I think we're going to have the best World Cup final ever. At least I'm going to be optimistic and say that. It'll probably be shit, but I fancy Argentina 3-2. Lionel Messi to step up and get a hat-trick in the World Cup final the first
fucking
ever.
Wow.
Second ever. Sorry. Apparently some chap did it in the 60s. I can't remember his name.
I need to put a little bit on that.
It's a replay of the 86 and 90 finals if you count West Germany as Germany.
When was the last time Germany got to a final?
1990.
No, it was the last time they got to a final.
The last time they got to a World Cup final.
That was
2002. Of course, they lost to Brazil in 2002.
Yeah, final.
Final.
When they were terrible that year as well. 9 months after losing to England.
And then 2 years later, they went out of the group stages in Portugal.
That is a depressing thing because of that draw for that tournament. I will still cling to the fact that England were the second best team at the 2002 World Cup and we just happened to play Brazil in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, with that stupid free kick and team in
being. We were really good in that tournament, beating Argentina, beating Denmark. We looked good in the run up. If we'd had Germany's draw, we would have got to that final. We would have lost because Brazil were amazing.
Gotta say, fucking. It wasn't just a humiliating dump out of the tournament 7-1 defeat, it was also the loss of their top goal scorer of World Cup World Cup history.
Yeah, and fair play to Marisol. There's been a lot of people saying, he doesn't deserve it. I think that's because
fuck off, he deserves it. He scored the most goals.
He's not a
fancy
striker.
Did you see the where he scored each of his goals from?
Yeah.
The furthest one out was the penalty spot. It's a cluster of, is it 16? 14?
16.
It's a cluster of 16 goals. You could almost throw a hat on those six goals are from.
To be fair, I remember at least one of them was a diving header against Saudi Arabia in 2002, which was a great goal.
8-0, was it?
It was 8-0, yes.
But it was, for me, it's like, I'm just a little bit upset. I don't know, I just...
It doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. He's a fantastic goal scorer and he deserves it. I'm just a little bit sad that Ronaldo hasn't got it.
It's not as romantic that Miroslav Klose.
No, it's not. It's almost like the one thing he still had.
People have forgotten how good Ronaldo was.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have forgotten.
Especially because
he then became fat and everyone sort of laughed at him.
I think it's twofold. He had injuries and he got fat. Yeah. And also the fact that Cristiano Ronaldo has come through and is now...
Ronaldo,
fat Ronaldo. He was genius Ronaldo. Yeah. Whether he was a better player than Cristiano Ronaldo.
He had a shit lid. That little haircut is still amazing. The little tough bit at the front when he had that little...
Yeah. That's what I
but he was
to the wedding.
Yeah. It's the football romantic in me is sad that he's lost that crown.
Yeah. But fair play to Miroslav Klose.
Yeah, absolutely
the best
brilliant.
Polish player of all time. He just happened to be playing for Germany. Well, you know.
Controversial. So well, you're going for a 3-2?
I'm going for Argentina 3-2.
I mean, if that is... That would be... I think that's my ideal scenario, to be honest. I want the Argentinians to win. I want
Lionel Messi. The Germans to win.
Oh, do you?
I want
Lionel Messi.
They're two of England's greatest enemies, aren't they? Really? Well, Germany and Argentina.
Just short
of
Scotland finishing third.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
for me, it's I want Argentina to win because I want Lionel Messi to rubber stamp himself as the greatest player of all time. I love it. I fucking love it. And there's always been this doubt. There's still this doubt. Is he? Can he step up? Can he do this? Can he do that? I still reckon he's head and shoulders above Ronaldo as a football player. Ronaldo as an athlete is wonderful. Yeah. But as a football player.
Yeah.
And there was a little run he did down the right early doors last night when he turned on a sixpence and then sort of flicked it with the outside of his right boot just round a player and nipped round him, and he just like I was sat on my couch just going
he's almost the most naturally gifted
talented
in terms of all round play, especially for someone who's 5'4".
Yeah.
I mean, you think of someone like Zidane who was best player of his generation, but he didn't have pace, he had great vision, he had great strength, but he was flawed as well because he had a temperament. Ronaldo regularly got injured, maybe enjoyed other sides of life a bit more.
I just think Ronaldo's going to be one of them players that just isn't going to do it on the world stage because the team around him. Is he going to be 32 next time the World Cup rolls around?
The problem with Cristiano Ronaldo is he came at the end of the Portugal's golden generation.
Figo,
Rui Costa, Nuno Gomes, Victor Baier, all those.
And
unfortunately, the team he's got now, with the exception of maybe Pepe, maybe Jean Moutinho, when he's at his best, Nani.
Yeah.
But they're not. None of them are really that top.
No, and it's not a team.
And
no
the
way
amount of players
is it a team.
You have in there who are just average.
Yeah.
I'd say they're probably in a much worse position than England, because at least a lot of our young players coming through look very good.
Yeah. No,
at least we've still got a lot of the older generation who were established.
Yeah.
No, definitely. So I want. A 3-2 Argentina win, an exciting final would be fucking brilliant. For me, it's all about I want Lionel Messi to give the finger to everyone that said that he couldn't do it on the world stage
If he does do it, and as long as his career continues at its current level, I think he will then be in that level of Maradona and Pele.
I think he'll do it if he gets injured, does it in the World Cup final, gets injured, never plays again, he'll do it.
The only reason I say that is because if he keeps playing, it could be that he becomes average for the last few years of his career.
But then by that point you can say he's getting on a bit. And
to be fair though, we are very nostalgic views. Maradona, after obviously got done for drugs in the early 90s, and 94 he got booted out of the tournament, went back to play for Boca Juniors, continued to have controversies, dropped from the top level pretty much from 1990 onwards. Pele went and played in America.
But that's the thing about, like, Maradona's a fucking nightmare. Like, he was a cheating nose as well. Like, he was a wonderful player, but he's a fucking crackhead cheat.
Yeah.
Messi is What do you have negative to say about him? You can't find anything negative to say about him.
He's an all-round good guy.
To be fair, I think Pele's a bit of a prick.
Yeah, a bit of a nerd, isn't he?
He's a bit of a nerd. And also, he's just got that bit of... He's got a bit of a bolshy attitude. He's a bit arrogant. And he'll say his opinion just to please whoever.
Yeah.
The amount of different countries he said are going to win the World Cup over the years. He said Colombia, he said Nigeria, he said England.
With Messi, you can't find anything bad to say about him.
In Asia, we'd say that China were going to win the World Cup. I think he said that USA were going to win the World Cup.
Who was it that got kicked out of the Brazil dressing room after the game? It was one of the ex-Brazil players who was trying to console him after the game, and the head of Brazil FA or whoever it was kicked him out because they didn't want any strangers in the dressing room. Who was it? It was one of the fucking...
Hoping it was the Emerson that played for Middlesbrough.
It was one of them. Cafu. I think it was Cafu.
Really?
I think it was Cafu.
He's a Brazil legend.
You don't kick Cafu out of anywhere. You don't kick him out of a dressing room.
It's not going to be Cafu now, is it? But it was a Brazil legend who was trying to be in there, trying to console them after defeat, and he got booted out because
it was a few too many drinks again.
Classic.
Sports show with
Al.
Well, no, I'm going for Germany. I think they'll dominate. I think it'll be 2-0.
I think
they'll keep him quiet.
I would quite like Klose and Muller to score if that's the case, because Muller is probably the only player you can see of this era who has a chance of passing Klose.
He's already on 10.
And he's 24. So he's got another 2 World Cups in him.
In theory, he's got another 3. Klose is 36.
Could play
28, 32, 36.
Yeah. Could play till he's 40. You never know.
Who knows, Michael?
Who knows?
Especially in the future, probably a robot leg or something.
Yeah, could have some seriously good performing hearts and drums that are completely untraceable.
Exactly. Well, we could ask your housemate's girlfriend, because she's a witch and therefore can probably see the future.
I haven't burned about the stake by then.
Well, we'll see what we can do. But no, it's going to be great. This has been the best World Cup.
Pretty sad it's over, to be honest. It's not over yet, but it's
still got third and fourth playoff.
That's going to be fucking interesting to watch.
To be fair, all things going on in my life, it's pretty, because I will go away after this World Cup and come
stop
back.
Stop going on about it, Michael.
I'm just saying, it's great for me. For you, it's all shit, because you're going to have to put with pre-season. Everyone hates pre-season. And I'm disappointed this year because I won't have the opportunity to watch obscure United friendlies in America at 1 a.m.
I'm going to send you abusive messages every day.
Well, you can, I won't care.
No, I know.
I'll be on my fucking honeymoon.
Make me feel a bit. Stop going on about it!
I've just said honeymoon for the third
twice!
Time. But this may well be my last show, actually, before that. I'm going to be away for about a month, because next week I think I'm going to be quite tied up with work and stuff.
Yeah.
But.
Are you getting a bit emotional?
I'm a bit emotional about this World Cup. It has been brilliant.
No, I meant your last podcast for like a month.
Oh, fuck that, no. God knows. It'll be a nice break. Listen to you lot.
It'll be a nice break for the fucking listeners as well.
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, by the way, hello to Paul Sparrow, because he did tweet us. And he is our only listener, as he said.
Thanks, Paul.
We've got to maintain the one.
But, don't forget about your mum.
Oh, my mum, yeah. No, she's given up. We're shit. But yeah, it will be great. Hopefully next week we'll all be back talking about a fantastic World
Final. Do want it to be
great. And by then we'll know which games from the start of the Premier League season are going to be on TV, so we can start building up to that.
Wouldn't it be great if it was like a 6-5 third, fourth playoff as well?
Yeah.
Or if they went, fuck it, let's just all just attack. I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Can you know what the worst thing will be? If it goes 0-0 to penalties in the third, fourth playoff. Who wants penalties in the third, fourth playoff? Christ, Louis van Gaal will be taking the third. No. Who gives a shit?
No, actually, almost, that would be exactly what we'd want, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, like, imagine if it was 2-2 after full time, 3-3 after extra time, and then, like, 5-4 on pens.
That would be good.
That would be great. But a nil-nil all the way through the penalties would be fucking shit. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Do you reckon Fred will start?
Oh, for God's sake. I'm genuinely excited about Arsenal's new Puma kit. I can't wait.
It's all about kits at the moment, because United have ended their partnership with Nike as of the end of next season. I really hope we have Adidas rather than Warrior. Warriors, it's not football, but
to be fair,
I want Umbro and I want Sharp View Cam back on the front of the shirt.
Why not? That would be amazing.
Apart from, instead of a massive fuck off Chevrolet sign in the middle of the shirt that you can see from the moon.
It's a bit gaudy, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, isn't it?
The fact that it's introduced a different colour. Yes, we have gold on our badge, but gold in it now. I'm not having it.
Could be worse. It could be the Liverpool third kit or the West Ham away kit.
Oh, the West Ham own kit's pretty fucking rotten as well.
It's not as bad. It's a bit retro.
No.
It's not as bad, but that fucking dodgy
West Ham
blue one.
West Ham meant to be signing Enna Valencia, who scored 3-3 for Ecuador.
They've tried to do a little hijack for
the wee lad from Ukraine.
Yeah, who Spurs and Liverpool are trying to get.
And United
as well. They put an audacious bid for him.
Fair enough to him. Sam Allardyce has got to play some good football, hasn't he? We'll see. But anyway, so that wraps up for the week. Enjoy the World Cup final. You know the usual score. We're on Twitter at Football Podcast, footballpodcast.tumblr.com, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. I did check. We've not had any reviews in ages, so write a review if you're listening.
Come on, good or bad.
I promise to be a little bit chirpier next week, and it's not just because Michael's not here.
Yeah. Well, I may still be here just to annoy you, and if I am, I'm going to talk loads about my wedding.
Fuck.
Come on.
Deutschland.